Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, membeli rumah nampaknya seperti mimpi yang tak mungkin tercapai bagi banyak warga Australia muda pada awal tahun lalu, 2020. Namun, kemudian pandemi COVID-19 terjadi dan menabung uang menjadi fokus, membantu menciptakan optimisme baru bagi para calon pembeli properti. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Adrian Archioli bagi SBS News. Memiliki sebuah rumah bukanlah rencana Jeremy Lawless sebelum pandemi COVID-19.
I completed uni this year and initially I didn't have an eye on saving for a house. But what COVID's done is it put off any kind of travel plans that I had. I was planning to go overseas. So COVID actually enabled me just to work and to save in that sense, which has then put me in a position where I actually think saving for a house is actually more realistic than I might have thought 6 months ago or a year ago.
Sekarang, pria berusia 24 tahun ini berkomitmen untuk menabung.
Now that I have been able to save a fair bit, and that's now something that I'm looking towards, I think I'll continue in that trend of really trying to save as much as I can and being more prudent with my finances and probably in a way that I wasn't pre-COVID and I was probably a bit more reckless with what I spent my money on. But now that I've got that goal in mind, it's definitely something that I'm looking towards in the near future.
Menabung seharusnya menjadi kebiasaan yang harus dipertahankan bagi 70% para warga muda Australia. Menurut penelitian baru dari Mortgage Choice, sebuah jaringan broker nasional. Survei ini juga menemukan hampir 45% warga muda Australia kemungkinan besar membeli rumah sekarang. Namun, Susan Mitchell, the Chief Executive Officer dari Mortgage Choice, mengatakan, menyelesaikan proses pembelian merupakan hal yang kompleks bagi kebanyakan para warga muda tersebut.
We found a third really had very, very little confidence that they actually understand how they would choose a loan, what features they want, how they find the best loan. And 1 in 10 have no confidence at all that they understand how to get a home loan process. So one of the things that a broker or talking to your lender is really good for is just to go through an education process as well as to get a better insight as to how your individual circumstances would be treated by a bank.
Sentimen para pembeli rumah meningkat ke rekor baru setelah mencapai tingkat terendah sejak pandemik bulan April tahun lalu. Menurut Graham Cook dari tim peneliti Finder.
We've seen the percentage of Australians who think it's a good time to buy increase steadily since then as the economy has recovered. And it's actually peaked at 67% in December, which is the highest positivity we've ever seen for the housing market.
Ekonomis senior Andrew Wilson memperingatkan para calon pembeli agar segera bertindak untuk mengambil kesempatan yang ada.
As prices rise, they typically rise at a faster rate than first home buyers can save their deposit. So I think we've seen an acceleration in first home buyer activity because of the prospects and the fear of higher prices this year in most capital city markets.
Harga rumah setiap tahun terus meningkat di semua ibu kota bulan lalu, kecuali Melbourne. Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Adrian Archioli bagi SBS News.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.